Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney. I'm at 164.
That's your personal count?
My personal count is at 164.
Of signatures during the curing period.
That's right. I'm still trailing Leslie Hanks by a significant margin, but I'll be working to make that up.
Doug, we just had a local Christian leader come through the studio right before the show.
Yeah.
I won't say who it is, but it's she signed my personhood petition.
All right.
So I'm not as high as you are, but I'm getting there. And the St. Paddy's Day parade is coming on Saturday.
That's going to be huge.
200,000 people in Denver, 30,000 people in the spring, 1,742 people in Fort Collins.
1,742.
Well, no. Fort Collins will have a good turnout. I don't know the number in Fort Collins.
There'll be plenty, and we want to give them all an opportunity.
What a great opportunity to get signatures for personhood, because we only have another 8 days.
Yeah, it's going by so quickly.
It is. And, yeah, you know, I'm encouraged. I think we're going to make it.
We're going to make it. But we have to keep our nose to the grindstone, keep the blinders on, and keep our eyes on the prize.
We have to pray as though it all depends on God. We have to act as though it depends on us. That's the biblical way.
I like that.
That's right. When Abraham's nephew's kidnapped.
That's right, yeah.
He didn't call for a prayer meeting and...
Well, he might have had a short prayer meeting.
Well, I think he had a prayer meeting on the way. They got their spears, their swords, their shields.
That's right.
And they had a prayer meeting on the way, but he didn't just pray.
No, and compared to what he had to go through, this is easy. All we're doing is getting signatures.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's fun.
And so, St. Paddy's Day Parade, I need people to...
Yeah, and if folks, we're looking for 50 to 60 volunteers so we can achieve saturation coverage at the St. Paddy's Day Parade.
Yeah.
You can go to coloradortl.org. You can go to Personhood Colorado. Get the information on team leaders. Call, join up a team. We'll assign you a block. You won't have to run around like a crazy person. You can just hang out and get signatures.
In fact, you know what I'd like to do, Doug? I'd like to give an actual intersection where people who want to help me could come out and meet me.
Yeah.
At the St. Paddy's Day Parade in Denver.
Okay.
And so we're going to have a lot of teams covering the route of the march.
Yes, we are. In fact, my team, which is the South Metro Alpha Company, we're going to be meeting at the corner of 19th and Winecoop. 19th and Winecoop, we're going to meet there right around 8:30 and get set up.
All right. And my team, we're going to meet at Blake and 23rd. Really, the easy way, right by Coors Field.
Yeah, right by Coors Field, Blake and 23rd.
Right by the main entrance.
Yeah.
I mean, the most beautiful baseball stadium in the country.
That's going to be great.
It's a fun place to be. It's going to be great weather.
How did you draw that location?
I knew the guy who did the map. And so we're going to have a great time Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. And if you can't make it at 9 o'clock, show up 10, show up 11. But really, what excuse is there? There are going to be 200,000 Coloradans there to see the parade.
Yeah.
Certainly, Christians could go to the parade. We'll have a good time. It will be fun.
And St. Patrick, from what I understand, was a Christian. From what I understand.
That's encouraging to hear.
Yeah, St. Patrick was a Christian.
You'd like to hope so.
Yeah,
His name starts with saint.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be great. I can't wait. It's going to be so
fun. And so Saturday morning, we'll be there till about 1 o'clock. If somebody has to be at work at noon or whatever, you could still come on out.
Stop by.
I can't imagine a reason not to come to the St. Paddy's Day Parade.
Yeah. Everyone in my team has committed to maybe 10 signatures, maybe 50, some as many as 100. I committed to 100. Mm. I'm at 162 or 3 or 4, something. Anyway.
So this parade, this could do it for us.
Here's what I was getting at, Bob. You said we're going to make it. We're going to make it, but that's only if every person on every team meets the commitment that they made to the team. Meet the commitment. That's all. We're not asking any more or any less.
Before we do news, let's do some news stories, because that's the fun part of the show.
Yeah, I've got some of that.
But I would like it if people could call even today, even during the show.
Sure.
800-836-9278 and say, Bob, I'll help out. I'll meet you at Coors Field Saturday morning, and just tell me the time you could make it.
Yeah, and we'll get you signed up.
Yeah, if I need to give you a cordial invitation, if I need to send you a greeting card in the mail,
whatever,
I'd like to see you there. We'll have the blank petitions, and we'll even have a notary there.
Wow.
I mean, get it all said and done. We're all right there.
So all the liberals who predicted that now that we've had a shortfall, that it's over.
So many liberals, Doug.
They had no idea the amount of preparation we were putting into this hearing period.
Right.
No idea.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is exciting. All those liberals who've said it's over, forget personhood, personhood is done.
Rumors of our death have been slightly exaggerated.
Yes.
As Mark Twain, I believe, once said.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now,
800-836-9278.
I have to ask you not to make me laugh.
What? Well, if I'm not going to make you laugh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but I have a sore throat, and I've noticed whenever I start to laugh, I start just coughing.
It gets worse.
And fits. Yeah.
Do you have water?
And that's going to be difficult. I do have some water because I want to start north of the border, Bob. Our fine neighbor to the north, our Canadian brethren up there. Are you aware that Canada has joined the...
The European Union.
They've joined the Euro. They're either trying to join it.
That's not as bad as joining the UN.
Not as bad as the UN.
If you're in the UN, you're in big trouble, but being in the U is not much better.
The bad news for Canada is they're in the UN and the U. Anyway, the U frowns upon eating seal meat.
What? Now, why?
I'm not sure
why. I think they have a thing against chickens.
They don't seem to complain about chickens.
I think liberals have a thing against chickens.
Yeah, and some fish.
So the U says you shouldn't eat seals.
Yeah. They say you shouldn't hunt seals.
Well, then how are you going to eat them?
The hunting seals
usually don't come at your invitation.
No.
Say, for Thanksgiving this year, we'd like to invite you, Mr. or Mrs. Seal. And they just come. They don't come. You have to go get them.
Well, listen, there's a senator up in our fine neighbor to the north who is bucking the trend. One senator, Celine Harvaux-Payette, she said that a dish of double-smoked bacon-wrapped seal loin in a port reduction will be on her menu tomorrow office.
Doug, that is just so good.
I've never eaten seal, but that
sounds
delicious.
So they're eating seal. That's confusing to me. Canada is mostly liberal. I don't even understand why this one gal would eat seals, but maybe it's because their whole deal with the polar bears.
Oh, the polar bear seal situation, right.
For the last year, the big global warming documentary has been following this one polar bear that can't get a good meal because of global warming. He's drifting away on a little chunk of ice, and all the seals are getting away.
Scrawny little polar bear, and all the fat little seals are just mocking him, laughing at him.
And so if you're a good liberal, you want to kill those seals and eat those seals.
Wouldn't you think?
It's so weird. If they did the documentary on the seals, you'd be rooting for the seals and mad at the polar bear. But they did the documentary on the polar bear, so you're rooting for the polar bear and you want him to kill the seals.
It's
so confusing.
Have you taken sides in this great epic conflict between the polar bears and the seals? It's time to choose sides.
Well,
I'm for the polar bears generally.
Yeah.
Just because they're bigger and scarier, and if they win, I want them to be my friend. If they decimate the seals, if the seals win, what's a seal? I'm not afraid of a seal.
I think
polar bear's scary, though.
I think spotted owl tastes a little bit like chicken, but I don't know that I ever tried polar bear.
I've not had polar bear nor seal.
So what are they going to do about the U being mad at the stew? I don't know what I don't know what's going to go on up there.
Now listen, there's some serious news here because leaders in Ottawa, in Canada, Ottawa, that's the capital, they say that the seal hunt provides valuable income for Atlantic fishing communities, and they describe the hunt. It may be too graphic for our audience.
Hmm.
The seals are either shot or hit over the head with a spiked club called a hack-a-pack.
Oh, no.
A hack-a-pick. What? I'm sorry.
A hack-a-pick?
A hack-a-pick.
Sounds like a good name for tool like that.
It will pick, it will club.
Mm.
It's a very versatile tool.
All right. So, when we kill animals, we should kill them as painlessly as practical.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless they're coming to attack you or your kids, then it then well, it doesn't matter.
All bets are off then.
Yeah, right? You could poke them in the eyes with sticks.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly fine. Yeah. But generally, when we kill an animal to eat it, we should do it, you know, swiftly.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I've seen the hackapick in action. And it's a large spike that goes directly through the brain of the seal. And according to the hunters...
That's got
to
be quick.
According to the hunters, the seal is dead pretty much instantaneously.
Yeah.
Maybe even better than shooting them. Mm. I wouldn't want to be shot or hit with a hackapick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nor would you, I'm sure.
No.
But, you know, we've got to eat. And they've been eating seal up there for, you know, going all the way back to the...
Yeah, for millennia.
Yeah, going way back.
So... And you could fight overpopulation by eating an environmentalist.
I told you not to do that.
But that would be, I think that would be wrong. I think even then it would be wrong.
It would be wrong.
Yeah.
It would be wrong. Now, so the hackapick controversy, let's set that aside because there's other disturbing.
It's fine that they're eating seals.
Yeah. Now that you might not like it, but I would have to taste it before I made any type of judgment.
Whether or not it tastes ewy.
I might be. I might be against eating seal. That depends on how it tastes.
Yeah, right.
All right.
I personally love animals.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
They are. And have you ever looked at a cow?
Yeah.
I mean,
if God didn't want us to eat animals, he would not have made them out of meat. That's for sure right off the bat.
Amen. I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's move to some more disturbing news. The herpes rate.
Oh,
here,
how do we go
in the,
from
here
one
in the United
to the other?
States? Well,
a lot of people with STDs.
There's a lot.
It's sexually transmitted diseases.
Right. Since our governing officials basically decriminalized all forms of sexual immorality back in the 50s and 60s, sexually transmitted diseases which
have exploded.
What did we used to call them? Venereal diseases.
Venereal disease. That's back when we called the rainforest a jungle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now we call them STDs.
So the venereal diseases are just out of control. My goodness, 1 in 6 Americans currently carries the herpes simplex 1, 2, or 5.
That is just tragic. And this is a Reuters story, right?
It's Reuters story, and there's a report out of the Centers for Disease Control. This is official.
The CDC.
Yeah, the CDC. There's official rates here.
In Rome, there's the Holy See.
Right.
And in Atlanta, there's the CDC.
The CDC.
And they track the consequences of their immoral worldview.
Right.
So 1 out of 6 Americans, assuming teenagers and up, have herpes.
That's not good odds if you're a clubber.
If you're a clubber.
You know, a clubber.
You mean a lesbian arrested for domestic violence? What's a clubber?
No. A clubber is a young, vacuum-headed 20-something who goes from club to club until they eventually pass out
nightclubs.
And throw up.
Nothing to do with killing seals.
No, that's a different club.
Nothing
altogether.
To do with lesbian domestic violence.
No, clubbers.
Oh, nightclubbers.
You know. And I think they're not even 20-somethings anymore. I think there's 30-somethings and 40-somethings. And I think they
that
go
haven't
from,
grown up and they're still behaving like 15-year-olds.
Yeah, they're still going from bar to bar, getting hammered, and ending up with whoever they end up with.
You
want to
talk about a lonely life?
Man.
Miserable.
It sounds miserable.
It is miserable.
But apparently they're drunk enough that they think they're having fun. But 1 in 6 of them is ending up with herpes, and who knows what other.
Well, and the others have HPV.
Yeah.
Human papillomavirus. On some college campuses, the percentage of students on a college campus that have HPV, Doug, it's startling.
Yeah.
It's absolutely startling. It's so devastating. Mm. And so this is what happens when you reject God.
That's right.
When you do like Peter Boyles did on KL this past week.
Uh-oh, what
did a whole show with a prostitute in the studio, and they were laughing and giggling, and
he was saying
how wonderful prostitutes are, and prostitution is just the greatest thing, and a caller was saying he wants to thank God for the prostitute he visited.
Wow.
And the whole thing. And then they brought up Calamity Jane and all the people she killed with STDs.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand. They're laughing about it. I just didn't understand that part.
I mean,
the other part I actually understood.
It's
Peter Boyles is in rebellion against God.
Right. And not only is he in rebellion against God, he wants to promote his position in rebellion against God. Now, you've often said, I've heard you on the air say that all sins are not the same.
Right.
right? There are
sins are not equal.
There are much more egregious sins, and then there are more minor sins. They're all sins,
yeah.
But some are much worse than others.
Yeah, that's what Jesus said.
Do you think Scripture indicates that God hates someone who actively promotes their sinful behavior more than someone who, say, is in sin, but hides it and is ashamed of it?
Yeah, Jesus said that if you cause another one, especially a little one, an innocent young one, to stumble, it'd be better if you had a millstone tied around your neck and it were thrown in the sea.
And that's not your opinion. No, that's right out of the Scriptures.
In red letters.
In red letters, even.
Yeah. So, yeah, when you brag about your perversion, right? What, Peter Boyles is bragging about prostitutes, how great they are?
The shame.
And so, what a shame. I don't know. Remember going on Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher and ABC?
Yeah.
You went on there, Doug.
I did. I had to have a shower afterwards.
Yeah.
But I did.
And you went with Bill Maher to do a live episode of Politically Incorrect at a college campus.
Yeah.
I used to go on that show.
Yeah, you used to go on there and knock
Bill Maher is the kind of guy who brags about prostitutes because apparently that's the most significant relationship he can muster.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Apparently.
So he not only does he sin, but he teaches other people that sin is good. And that is well, there's a special hot corner of hell for Bill Maher and Howard Stern and their ilk.
Yeah.
I do believe. Now, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Greeley. Mike, speak your mind.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
Great, sir. And Doug's on. Doug McBurney. What's up, Mike?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that all this talk about colleges and people with STDs.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
I was just driving past Fort Collins a little bit ago on business, and I had to call Dennis Oshiko. You know, he's our team leader up here in Northern Colorado.
You guys got a great team in Northern Colorado, and
Dennis
a guy named Dennis is
all
the
over it.
Team leader,
yeah.
And boy, is he capable,
yeah.
Doug.
He awesome.
He's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mike, you're on his team.
He's a human, Dennis. Anyway, he needs our prayers right now because he, right now, this minute, is on the campus of Colorado State University collecting signatures.
Wow.
That guy's brave.
Wow, yeah.
that is brave because he's going to where the beautiful people are who are tolerant and respectful of all views. He better watch out they don't burn him with cigarettes.
Oh,
yeah, and other things, yeah.
All right, our prayers are with Dennis.
Praise the Lord,
Mike,
for Dennis.
Mike, how's it going with you? Have you been able to get any signatures during our curing period?
Well, I went to a church last Sunday, and it's a small Baptist church up here.
Those are always good.
The pastor told everybody I was there, and I'd be at the back. And every adult in that church, I had two petitions with me. Every adult in that church lined up and all signed it.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
And, you know, it's a small church. So
thank you, Lord.
And then the reason I called Dennis and found out he's over there at CSU, of course, I told him I'd join him, you know, but I'm busy, you know.
Yeah, right. Concerned for my own health.
Yeah, right. Hey, but Mike, I bet you you're not going to be busy during the St. Paddy's Day parade. That's Saturday morning.
Yeah, you know what? I wish I could get down there, and that's one where I think you could come and probably not get killed, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
We'll have a good time at a St. Paddy's Day. Now, forget about the People's Fair.
That's a rough crowd.
Don't go to the People's Fair unless you're wearing body armor.
Right.
That's a rough
but
crowd.
But St. Paddy's Day Parade, we should have a great time getting signatures.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
You know, I remember going to the Gay Pride Parade with a sign that said, "Are you sinning more but enjoying it less?" And
wow, that's a great sign.
I don't have
sign.
That sign anymore.
You don't have that sign.
That sign somehow disappeared during that Gay Pride Parade. Hey, that's funny that you mentioned, Mike, Gay Pride, because that's exactly what Bob was just touching on from the Scripture. Not only are these people in rebellion against God, but they want to march down the street and have a parade and call it pride. And what does the Bible say is one of the most deadly sins that God hates is a prideful look.
Yeah.
Pride.
Six things he hates, seven are abomination to him, and pride is the first one.
Man. Wow. Well, all right. Hey, Mike, anything else?
No, well, I just want to call you and tell you to pray for Dennis, you know.
All right.
He's a good man, and we don't want to lose him.
Amen, all brother. Right. You got
amen.
That right.
Thank you, Mike. Doug, I'd like to say a prayer right now for Dennis.
Amen.
Dennis is on the campus of CSU.
Yeah.
So, Lord God, we ask you to be with Dennis as he speaks to these students. Lord, help them to listen to his words and not just shut him down, and give Dennis the courage and the boldness that we know that you want for every believer who's speaking the truth about who you are and that we're made in your image and your likeness. We love you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Bob.
All right. What a great idea from Mike from Greeley.
Yeah.
So he's on the team up north with Lori Goebel.
Yeah.
And Dennis.
They're doing a great job.
All right. So.
Now, I got an email, Bob.
Yeah.
Regarding yesterday's show. And I just want, I hate to do this to you, but you're always good at this. So I'm going to lay it on you and I'm going to get your take.
All right.
First, Doug, thank you and Bob Enyard for being the radio voice of personhood in Denver. It's a big responsibility and you guys must be working around the clock.
Uh-oh, isn't it's
that,
coming.
That's, yeah. But wait a minute.
When somebody's nice to you, then brace yourself. That's so wonderful, right?
Yeah.
That's so very kind.
Yep.
And hopefully every show in Denver will become the voice of personhood.
Someday.
Eventually. Like today, every show is against slavery.
That's right, they are.
And every show is against the Holocaust.
Even the liberals.
Even the liberals.
That's right.
So if even the socialists, the Holocaust was promoted by socialists.
That's right.
But and even the socialists are against the Holocaust.
That's
these
right.
Days.
So it's within our grasp to do this. And this is a lovely Christian lady, I can tell. She says, Bob, on the show, during the discussion of Focus on the Family, it was implied that James Dobson openly supports abortion and homosexual marriage.
Oh, no, no. We certainly didn't want to imply that.
No.
We were talking about their support for Mitt Romney,
right.
Who does. But go ahead, read a little more, then clarify.
She says, the thing is, my boys were in the car when the show was on. They were very upset. It sounded to them like Christians attacking Christians.
Wow, what an important email. And you know what, Doug? I'm proud of her sons for wanting to stand up for Christian leaders.
Yeah.
That's a really good sign that they care about the Lord, about truth, about Christianity.
Yeah, they want to know what's right, and they want to do what's right, and they want to protect and stand up for the people who do what's right.
Yeah, like we all, for example, somebody goes to a school, if they hear somebody criticize that school, they get very defensive.
Right, right.
Right? Somebody criticizes your family, you get very defensive.
Yeah, now, her sons both get the Clubhouse magazines from Focus on the Family, and they just didn't understand why we were, well, in her mind, anyway, in their mind, attacking Focus on the Family.
Well, personally, my family, me, I have a great love for Dr. Dobson.
Amen.
You know, he signed the personhood petition.
That's right.
And so did his wife, Shirley, and this was just about 4 weeks ago.
That's right.
Praise
That's
the
right.
Lord.
Yeah.
And, their local church, and Dr. Dobson stood up in front of the church and prayed to support the personhood effort and asked God to bless the personhood amendment effort.
Man, that was awesome.
That is awesome. And, Doug, our family, you know, our church, I pastor Denver Bible Church, we spent the last half a year, presenting the Focus on the Family Truth Project.
A phenomenal production.
Yeah,
I mean, just
tremendous.
Solid, Christian, scriptural.
Dr. Del Tackett.
Awesome.
We've praised that resource on the air. We thank Focus on the Family for producing that. My wife, Cheryl, has recently read Dr. Dobson's book, Bringing Up Boys, since we have seven boys
between us. That.
Yeah. And we're still bringing them up.
Yeah, right.
You bring them up, they go out, and then they come back. And
you just keep bringing
anyway,
them.
We have a joy with our children. But I read Dr. Dobson's book, Dare to Discipline, way back when.
Right.
You know, way like 25 years ago, more than that.
And it had a tremendous positive impact.
Yes, absolutely.
On your life.
He's good with alliteration.
He is.
Dare to Discipline.
Oh, yeah. That's
DD.
Good. That's
Bringing
solid.
Up Boys. That's how you sell books.
Yeah, he's good at it.
So, Doug, we have a love for Dr. Dobson, and Dr. Dobson's no longer a part of Focus on the Family.
No, he's
not. He's gone on.
He's starting Dobson on the Family.
James Dobson on the Family with his son, Ryan. We interviewed his son, Ryan, a while back with a fabulous book, No Compromise.
Yeah.
Fabulous book.
I like that.
And it was a great interview. You could hear it at kgov.com.
Yeah.
But with all that being said, and with all our love and appreciation for Dr. Dobson, Focus on the Family did promote Mitt Romney.
Yeah, they did.
And in a political video.
Right.
And they said, we are so similar to Mitt Romney. And they said, you know, Mitt Romney, somebody we could vote for. And not only Focus on the Family, but most of the Christian national leadership were supporting Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney authorized, single-handedly initiated homosexual marriage in the state of Massachusetts.
No denying that.
He authorized tax-funded late-term abortion.
Yeah.
He did that.
Mm-hmm.
Massive government health care takeover, government health reform.
Yeah.
He's a socialist, liberal, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual marriage politician.
Ouch.
And so our Christian leaders who endorsed him and promoted him should follow the example of Paul Weyrich, who's considered the father of the conservative movement, back with Ronald Reagan. Paul Weyrich said publicly that he repented, that the greatest mistake of his life was endorsing Mitt Romney.
Way to go, Paul.
Praise God for Paul Weyrich, and, you know, and we're asking Focus on the Family to take this a little bit more seriously. And when you promote a godless, evil leader, then correct the record.
Yeah. And godless and evil, no matter what church he claims to go to, no matter what faith he claims to hold to, Mitt Romney has proven by his fruits what he is. And Bob, I don't think it's an attack, and I wouldn't want to imply that it was an attack to simply call attention to a mistake that a Christian brother makes, because we're instructed to do that in the Scriptures.
Yeah, to admonish one another. Doug, I've been admonished in my life by Christians.
As have I.
And I tell you, it's awfully painful. And when they're right, you realize faithful are the wounds of a friend.
Amen.
That's what the Scriptures say. And we have publicly thanked leaders like Dr. Diane Irving at Georgetown University, the nation's leading bioethicist, about early life and the beginning of human life.
She admonished us.
She rebuked us 2 years ago. She slammed us in writing.
Yeah.
And we responded saying, thank you, Dr. Diane Irving.
Yeah.
We deserved it. You are right. We're wrong.
And we learn from one another. We have to lift one another up because we're all flawed human beings. We make mistakes, but we have a standard in Jesus Christ and the Scripture that we can always call one another's attention to so that we can repair and move on and higher.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, Doug, I need people to help me at the St. Paddy's Day Parade. I mean, I really need help because I have three blocks I got to cover. Three blocks on both sides of the street.
Now, that would be a lot if you had to do it all by yourself, but if you have 6 or 10 people.
Right, so when one person comes, they're only going to be on one block, on one side of the block.
That's right.
And they could meet me at Blake and 23rd, right at the front entrance of Coors Field.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a great time.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
the weather looks like it's going to cooperate.
So please call 1-800-8-N-YARDS. 1-800-836-9278. Even after the show, call and say, Bob, I'm going to join you, and we'll meet Saturday morning. We'll have a good time.
It'll be a blast. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah. Then Sunday, get signatures at your church, and Tuesday night, the Republican caucus.
Yeah.
Going to have a great time. Contact ColoradoRightToLife.org. May God bless you.